today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you engaged?
No engagement, but I don't want a long engagement. We're going to get engaged. I've already, okay, you're going to think I'm like really controlling.
No.
Not at all. Let me tell you how I'm going to have him propose. Go ahead. So this is the text that I received from Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you trying to play hide and seek with your rowboat? Saw it drifting down the point.
Oh, and I go back and forth from Bridezilla to practical.
She stammered on that.
Right.
It but might I matter told a little him, bit. If the ring is from Costco, it's a no. And that is what I told him.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar is on vacation. We are joined in his place by what I would consider a rather significant upgrade. An upgrade on across multiple
here,
platforms.
Here. I agree.
I don't know about that.
A better person for the camera with
yes.
Oscar's oversized head. A better person, a better broadcast professional, more experienced broadcasting, quicker wit,
better
grasp of the English language.
Oh, and a better attendance record. She was here early.
Well, you were here a little early too, weren't you?
Well, I'm here, but I asked her to be here
I got your the push notification. You normally tell me that everything has been kind of checked out. Mm-hmm. Normally comes 10 minutes later than it came today, and I wasn't surprised because you were excited and you had your friend in here.
Yes.
I'm talking about Sarah Fraser.
Yay, Let's Sarah Fraser! Also, a much better haircut than Oscar.
I was going to say the one thing I do have over Oscar is the hair is way better.
It is a lot better.
Oscar is still looking iffy at best.
He's in a weird middle stage.
Oh, I know.
Because he went from being sort of like a badass to, and you know, he had the normal haircut for years where he was just Oscar. Then he looked like a badass.
Right.
But now he kind of looks like he's escaped from a facility.
Well, Sarah is here, and we're happy that Sarah's here. She's
Thanks,
the host
Mike.
Of the Hey Phrase podcast, recorded right here in Podcast Village. New episodes Monday and Wednesday on Spotify and iTunes. You can watch the podcast on Facebook Live. It's on the Sarah Fraser Facebook page at Hey Phrase Podcast. Also, Mondays and Wednesdays, 12:30 Eastern Time. Hey Phrase on Instagram, Hey Phrase on Twitter, and HeyPhrase.com. www.heyphrase.com. Sarah maintains also a popular blog on her website and uses her various platforms to discuss inspirational stories, mindful living, and pop culture. What would be, in a sentence, what would be an example of mindful living?
Oh, well, it's all about mindful eating. You know, so like your body, when you tune into your body, it will naturally tell you what to eat and you can find your natural healthy weight. That was like two sentences. Yes.
Okay.
I
could probably offer counterpoint on that.
Well, you've done pretty well, right?
I'm doing okay.
Are you still doing well? Or
tune into my body and my body is screaming beer and ice cream. And I know that's not right. So I have to have
I feel like, all right, well, this is Mike O'Mara. I'm going to be doing the show with Bob and Sherry today. So we'll be all set to go.
Yes.
And I'll try to keep it in line right now. My question to you was, how are you doing on your program?
Still under the big three, which is great. Been a long time.
That is
flat,
good.
Flat, steady,
been
up, down.
Been sort of steady for the last while, But it's okay. Not gaining, which is great.
Well, I lost a pound last week and I was pissed off. Like I my weigh-in day is because I thought it'd be three. I thought it would be a lot.
Yeah.
I thought I'd go into another zone, and I was kind of ticked off. But then my wife is being this is too. We will die of saccharin and vanilla if I do this story because I'm going to say nice things about my wife. But she is she's putting. We have a bulletin board in the bathroom now. We have inspirational stuff that she puts on there, but. I may have found a little zone that's really helping me, and I'll keep you posted, but I don't want to talk about it, because if I talk about it, it'll just be a discussion of weight loss, and that's going to piss me off.
A
I don't want to do that.
Bulletin board in the bathroom?
It's a little note. People have bulletin boards where, you know, it's like, here's what's happening today, and that, and we have a massive bathroom, a massive ill-designed by whoever built this house bathroom that's the size of a football field, where there's a little shower in the corner, little tub over here, little toilet, and then a football field in there, and, and then a sink on the far end of the room. It could have been three rooms, but that's up here.
They just gave up during the design.
It was It just was weird. There are a couple of quirky things. I love a house with quirky things, but that's what this house has. So what I'm saying is that I was just a little peeved because I really expect I've always been like that, but I'm not going to let it derail me. I'm going to you know, keep chugging along and eating a lot. You just came from Maine, Sarah. I'm eating a lot of those Maine blueberries up here right now.
Oh my God, aren't they so good?
In season. Yeah, yes. Got them from our friends. The Lounder family has a full fledged factory in their garage with a conveyor belt. Ooh. And they're sorting the blueberries as they come in, and they are there are none better. You can get them all over the country, but they are there are none better than if you go out on the Bucksport Road
and you
stop and you see the Lounder family, and they're the same. The lady, my God, I think she she was a grandmother when I was a boy, and she and we got this. How many quarts did we get? Three quarts, three and a half quarts.
It's almost
of,
a gallon.
You want to say hi to Sarah Fraser?
Yes, I want to say hi.
Get the ladies to commiserate.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm so jealous that you guys are in Maine. Amazing.
What's that?
She said she's jealous that we're in Maine.
Oh, we're coming home soon. Don't be too jealous.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about that.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, what did that come from? I am not sure where that came from. Anyway,
I never hear you curse, so things must be bad.
No, it's not bad. It's it could be us. It could be them. It could be nothing.
It's nice just to see that you and Carla are in agreement, though.
Oh, well, that's kind of the catalyst. Mrs. O'Mara got to a point of critical mass. And the bottom line is you can reach out a number of times, and then you reach out, and you reach out, and you reach out, and then you kind of just go, meh. You know, and that's and it's indelibly clear that, you know, it's time to go back to where we belong. You know, that's it. That's the way I look at it.
It's not fixable, you don't think?
I don't care to fix it. Don't care to fix anything. It's a, you know, I've been working on this for 50 years.
That's
so
true.
I'm not gonna,
that's true.
And nothing, there was nothing egregious. There's nothing, no, it's just.
More cumulative.
It's, no, it's more just like we're up here. We're just sitting up here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're sitting up here like we would if we were sitting up here in the middle of February with nobody here. That's that's what we're doing. So that's kind of where it is. You know, and I get it, Rob. I get it. No one wants to play with the disc jockey and his wife.
Yes.
That's just the way it goes. That's that's just the way it is. No one wants to really reach out. We're an embarrassment. That's the way I look
at it. They embrace your
child.
That's
the way I look at it.
Don't they? Don't they embrace your child?
Not enough.
Oh.
Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everyone doing today? Everybody have a good weekend?
Yes. Yeah, nice great weekend.
You're really good, especially in comparison.
No, I can't give you... look, my listeners, there's a segment of the listening audience that's going to hear this again. Oh, there he goes again. Not going to do it. Just coming back a month early.
That's all. That's all.
That's all it is. Just four long weeks early.
Mike,
that's
your,
what we're doing.
Does your whole family live up there like year-round, or they do the same? They come there for the summer.
People from away, primarily, that that blast in. And really, if you talked about the concentrated time, would be last week in July to the third week, to the second week in August. This week, probably, that's when everybody, that's the concentrated amount of time.
Got it.
That's
okay.
And I've got, you know, my whole life I've been coming up here in July, the month of July, and then getting out of Dodge. And I realized that, you know, that all the relationships and all the bonding and all the lifelong associations were formulated in the first week in August, where when I wasn't here. And so because of that, it just gets to be, and it, you know, I'm not going to go down this path.
No, don't do it.
Well,
Mike.
I
don't
love,
do it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm
we
not
can
doing
move on.
Psychotherapy first thing on Monday.
I love family dysfunction though. Are you in therapy?
No, I should be. I should be.
I love
therapy.
I've
been to multiple people, you know, but I don't like counseling. I don't like any kind of, don't care for it. Think it's a racket. But anyway.
This show served as your therapist.
I think
this is my
racket.
Therapy. This is my therapy. And people know that I whine and all that, that I've got my psychological issues. There's nothing that I can point to say, you know, I was touched under a table or anything, you know, horrible like that.
What?
None of that exists. It's just a general feeling. And it could be me, and maybe I do need therapy.
Sounds
it's
like you guys are kind of outsiders, right, to them?
We're
is
outsiders,
that sort of the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is probably what we wish to be, but sometimes it, what?
I know it's not psychotherapy, but I have to ask this question.
I know,
is it more of being an outsider or more of still being the youngest kid?
It could be either. It could be either. It could be that. It could. But it is when Mrs. O'Mara reaches out, you can only reach out so many times, and then yeah. you kind of just go, eh. And then there's kind of a lot of, not forced social situations, but a lot of mingling where you just don't, you don't feel any connection, and no one really cares about it because the relationships that have been forged for a long time, and it ends up making you feel smaller yeah. as a person.
Yeah,
and at a certain point, if you feel that way, you say, okay, that's cool. And so there's a, we've got, you know, it's a beautiful place to be and it's a beautiful place. But when it comes to that type of environment, it's, I didn't think I'd be doing this right out of the gate today.
I love family issues. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It's just not fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not, it's something that, and it's just like I choose to be around kind of, in an environment where I feel kind of challenged and stimulated and not where I feel like it's just kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And awkwardness, it gets it. That's really all it is. It's awkward. It's and it might be me. Yeah. I'm perfectly willing to take all the responsibility. And for people that have real problems, let me say I commiserate with you. I understand you. And this is nothing. We said this to us to each other a couple of times on the weekend. People that have real issues. I have a beautiful son. I live in nice places of the world. This is my career has been wonderful, you know, up until about 10 years ago. Mm. And it was, you know, it's just, I mean, it's fantastic. And so I like my life. I like what I'm doing. But this awkwardness is just
It's yeah,
like
it's weird.
Almost not to the point of what did I do? Did I say something? What I but no, that feeling of, you know, you just don't want and you try and you try and you try. And then you just say again, this was my second time at the rodeo doing this. You remember I went away for a long time.
That's right.
And I came back. And so, you know, who knows? I anything could happen.
What
anything
I hate the most about this is I know deep down how much you love the environment of Maine and how much a part. It is a part of your fabric, and I know you wanted to share that with your son, and and it's not working
that's
out.
That's not necessarily in the cards,
and it's disappointing. It's very sad.
Yeah, no, it just gets to a point where it's just I don't want to. I'm not going to throw darts at people. I'm really not going to throw darts at. But people can be difficult.
They can.
People can be rude.
100%.
People can be. And it's just.
And when you're dealing with someone like my family, they know the buttons to push. So when they want to be difficult, they can be the most difficult because they've known you your entire life.
But as I said, it's not going to hit you over the head. People go, what's your problem? And really, that might be it. Mm-hmm. That might be it. It might all be for me. I might take total responsibility over that. So see, this is, Sarah, this is my psychotherapy.
This sounds like mindfulness. This sounds like mindfulness. See? I love it. Mindful living. It becomes about awareness, checking in with yourself. Seems like you're doing all that. Taking responsibility for your own actions. Seems like you're there.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, for me personally and my life, when that 5-year-old crawls into the bed with us in the morning at 6 a.m. and looks at you and, you know, I don't need much more than that.
Right.
I really, really don't. And I love what I do. I love coming in and doing this every day. This is so much. But it does make one feel you question yourself. You get insecure. Yeah. You get all that stuff. And anybody that's been around a family or a group of friends that are like that, I think it's what we do for a living. I think it makes us necessarily kind of insecure about that. Everybody's got their different kind of issues. And I know I'm going to get the man. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Lay it on me.
Yeah, don't lay it on me. You can't use that. Yeah, I mean, you're still human. You know, you have feelings and reactions. And and I think it's harder. Personally, I'm very close with some of my family members. But I do think it's harder when it kind of crumbles from a family situation than friends. Because for the most part, you have a couple dear friends your whole life. But mostly friends come and go depending on where you live and what stage you are in your life. So you sort of expect it from friends. But family, it is very difficult.
You can't shake family.
Wanting to get together with people would be a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's gotten more and more of a where we don't want to be there.
It's hard when you extend the olive branch, you know, and then nothing back.
But no, but as I said, no one's done anything. So, I mean, it's really, it's just the way it is. And you have to, at a certain point, accept it. And, you know, I think this comment was made a few times. And by the way, happy Monday, everybody. Monday in August. Hope you're having a good time. How about the laughs? Are they coming a mile a minute right now? Yes, they are.
It's one of those situations where you have to, what's that? Know thyself.
Know thyself. That's a good idea.
Who you are. And at a certain point, when I'm staring at the big 6-0 next year, I say to myself, you know, I got a few more trips around, and I've got to enjoy my life and sort of maximize it right now and enjoy that. And trying to fit myself into a group of people that that really aren't my people. That's really what it comes down to. So it's not people being overtly mean. It's not people. It's really just not fitting.
Bad fit.
And that's kind of a bummer.
Life's too short.
That's it. I'm leaving now.
No, come back. We need you.
I'll be fine. No,
life's too short to put yourself in a bad situation.
Things that I love. I love it up here. There are people I love up here. There are people that you just came from here. It's
magical.
It's a magical place. But one of the things, as Rob knows, I love more than anything else is boating.
Yeah.
And so when that went awry, this weekend, it just compounded some already deep psychological problems for me. But it's okay. Zach, my lobsterman friend, was to the rescue and texted me and let me know that that my dinghy was floating out in the middle of the bay.
Oh God.
Yes, that's. Yeah. I'll have the details on that.
By the way,
I buried the lead. What?
At any point this weekend, did you just throw your hands in the air and go, "That's just great"?
That's my life. That's my life. But who got to go on a boat on Friday? This guy.
Hey, that guy's on a boat.
We'll take a break and come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Getting older now. I know I'm getting old. I'm at the age now while I'm brushing my teeth, I can talk to someone. I'm getting older. My age, to me, shooting up means the enema bag. I mean old. Mm. I told my wife, I want to die in bed. She said, again? You know when you're getting old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery. Two guys ran after me with shovels. My last birthday cake, I couldn't blow out the candles. The heat drove me back. Oh, you kidding? I saw my picture in a funeral home with a sign coming soon. I mean, you know when you're getting old, for crying out loud. I took a vacation with the Mexico. I got the walks. Warts. Hello, what happened here again now, huh? I mean, if I hear someone goes both ways, I figure it's number one or number two. I played a slot machine, 3 prunes came up. That's a good sign, too, you know. I mean, this town, you gotta go broke. They got slot machines all over, even in supermarkets. But a container of milk cost me $238. I mean, I'm never lucky at gambling. Last week at the track, they shot off the opening gun, they killed my horse.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you get it too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please, let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show on now, brought to you by Alex Papp. Attention, Northern California residents. Attention. Woo. Alex Papp. What can you tell me, Rob Spiewak, about Alex Papp?
Alex Papp has been in the business since he was 18 years old. He is the best real estate agent in Northern California. And the thing I love about Alex is when you call him, you don't go to an office, you don't go to a call center, you call his cell phone. You can call him, you can text him, he's always
there
for you. Listen to
that. Right off the top of his head, Rob Spiewak, I've got copy in front of me and I've got his phone number, 916-276-2129. Alexander helps you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through home inspections, even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He He's not your typical pushy dude, but he's got your interests in mind, mm-hmm. and he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state of California, but focuses exclusively on NorCal. From Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE-019. 86031 Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex gets a fruitcake from Rob's Beeswax.
Exactly. Oh. How can you miss? It's your first meal in your new home.
Wait, welcome. Make it?
Oh, yeah.
You make it homemade.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I want to try one of these. Oh,
we're doing a huge
fundraiser
promotion,
on his back. A massive,
he did tell
massive
me this.
Fundraiser with fruitcakes. And we'll tell you about those later in the program. Mm. So thank you, Sarah. Right out of the gate, I don't like to lay psychotherapy on people, but
I love it. So don't worry.
You, do you feel better now, though? Listening. You got it off your chest?
I felt better yesterday. We resolved it ourselves, but we had a bad Saturday.
Oof.
We had a bad Saturday. It was just kind of like sitting there going, hey, what's the deal? It was kind of like the poor pity party that we had. And then yesterday we were out and we had a good time. However, on Friday, one of the great joys in my life is finishing up this show on Friday and having a date with my wife and son and being able to get out on the Mario and sail the seven seas. And on last week's show, I was so cocky, and I've been practicing my nautical skills so diligently that I decided that I would show it on the show, Sarah. So I brought in my little rope, and I'm tying a bowline, and I'm tying a clove hitch and round turn and two half hitches, and I'm showing all the boys, feeling very proud
yes.
about myself.
Sure.
And
okay.
So flash forward to the show's over. We say our goodbyes. Oscar's skipping out of here. He's going on vacation. It's Friday, Rob. Rob's happy. He's going off to do whatever he does on the weekend. And I head down to the dock like I've done a million times in my life. And I limp my fat ass into the dinghy. And I row, row, row your boat out there. And everything's fine. And everything's chugging along. And it's very, very windy. That's the only thing that I'm dealing with. So it's kind of a slog rowing against the wind in an inflatable craft that, let's be honest,
a craft.
With me in it, an inflatable dinghy with me in it, which is just overstuffed.
Yeah.
And so I'm rowing this thing, and it's a great workout because my boat is way out there because the boats that are closer in belong to the people that are more important. And so I'm rowing the boat very well. That's effing
true,
too.
That's how it goes, yeah.
The chosen, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, we're going to put Sam, Joe, Terry's here, Sam's here. Yes, yeah. Put Mike's out here! Because we don't really like him at all. Anyway, so I'm rowing, and I get ahead of steam up. I was back in the day recruited by Marist College to be what is called a crew jock.
Oh, that's
and
right.
For those of you that don't know what a crew jock is, it's an oarsman. Mm-hmm. And I was recruited for this. I never rowed one meet for Marist because I got up there and I said, 4:30 in the morning? I'm 18. But anyway, I didn't row for Marist as it turned out. But I've rowed.
But it got you to be up there and be Bill O'Reilly's roommate.
Yeah, and then I left after 2 years.
Exactly.
And went to the fabulous The American University.
The American University.
But I digress. So I'm rowing against the wind.
Okay.
And one of the things that's helping me is I'm getting ahead of steam up, and I'm trying to do this. So I'm rowing, and you know, you're looking back here to see where you're going. One of the things about rowing a boat is you're going backwards.
Yes.
And when you have tremendous flexibility and you can swivel your neck around like Reagan in The Exorcist, you're perfectly capable of turning around and going,
sure.
And so I'm rowing and I'm rowing and I'm rowing and I'm really got a good head of steam up. And I check my bearings, see where I'm going. And so then I forget about it for a while. And about 10 minutes into the row, I hear, and I turn around and right in my blind spot, like right over my, there's this giant sailboat coming.
Oh my God.
Literally bearing down. And I put the brakes on this thing, and I see the glitterati coming in, you know, the people that, oh, I know you, I know you, I know you.
thanks for the invite. and so I put the brakes on, the turbo brakes on, and I'm a little rattled because I said, hey, sorry guys, and they say nothing. So which is
not
kind of typical of the, you know, it's like, have a great time, hope you think. But anyway, so I stop, and but my heart rate's up. It's not danger. It's not danger. I got out of the way. But then they may have been avoiding me, and I thought they might run over something, but it was fine, right?
Were they
it
using sail power or propeller power?
Propeller power
on a
sailboat.
So you could have theoretically been sucked into their wake. And
no, it was not that big a boat, but it was big enough to, you know, it would have caused a world of hurt for me.
Of course.
So I continue on my journey, and I get out to the Mario, my 19-foot... boat.
Yeah,
the
vessel. Craft.
The vessel that I'm
sure.
on, right? And I go through my routines. And because it's windy, the lines are a little harder to manage.
Sure.
So you got to kind of pull things in and do that. And I get the boat tied up. And I see that the SS Elite has left the dock. And so they're heading away, and you know, and so you know, the Rockefellers have left the dock, and
kisses,
so
I'm pretty
sure.
And they're kisses,
yeah, kisses. And so I bring my little scow into the dock where my wife and son are waiting. Great day, everything's going to be fine. Everything's
did they
be
witness
wonderful.
The altercation with the sailboat from the dock?
Probably not that big a deal. I don't think they even heard it.
All right, good,
it wasn't
good.
Even a subject. You're more about getting your kid on the boat safely and all that. And we go off to Bar Harbor for the purpose of getting fuel.
Okay.
But you can't get fuel when there is a cruise ship in. Because
okay.
the cruise ship brings its little people trucksters into the dock where the fuel is, and they control the dock for the day.
They're
and
called tenders, nowhere, aren't they called tenders? Those people
they're
movers?
Tenders, yeah. Damn. And there's no way around to get the fuel. I'll get to that later.
That's right. Crazy.
So it's crazy, but yeah. it's the world we live in. And I'm I don't want to say critical, but I'm definitely low, and I don't have any options.
Right.
So
okay, sure,
I get
sure.
over there, and when I see the cruise ship, it's like Napoleon Dynamite just going. Now, Mike, could you have called and find out what the schedule is? Yes, that's what a smart person would do. But it's more fun for me just to get hit by a sailboat and then jump on the boat and go over there. And wait.
You're out for a boat ride with the fam.
Sure, roll the dice.
So it's determined. I send Mrs. O'Mara up to talk to the people. They said, this is about 1:15 in the afternoon. And we were planning on going over for a quick little walk, get a little fuel. And the little guy's got this... gift shop inside a restaurant where they give kids free little plastic toys.
Oh, wow.
It's his thing. It's what he likes to do. And then we're going to turn around and maybe have a sandwich and come back. It turns out we won't be able to get fuel until 4:30 because of the cruise ship. So I'm not going to chance it. We need gas. We got to wait.
Right.
We got to wait. My
there
wife's
are
got
worse
a baby
places,
shower to
there
go
are
to,
worse places know. To kill an afternoon than Bar Harbor,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
The
we'll
truth.
Make our way. We'll
it's
figure
gorgeous.
It out. We're in a little touristy town.
Yeah.
Well, you know Bar Harbor,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. I was there on Saturday. I mean, ironically, like, we almost crossed paths because we went up to Thunder Hole. So
there you fabulous tourist attraction.
We took
beautiful
my boyfriend.
Tourist attraction.
Yep, we took him because he'd never been up to Bar Harbor. So we took him to Thunder Hole. We drove up to the top of Cadillac Mountain.
Is your boyfriend
had lunch.
Or fiance, Sarah? I thought
well, it's, I mean, he's soon to be my fiance because that was, I need your wedding advice. That's for later on because we were looking at wedding venues in Maine from the very high end to the reasonable. And and I'm totally swept up now. Like, I did not think I would
now
do
I'm
that.
Now I'm swept up. Now I'm curious because now I've got to finish my story because now I'm going to pepper you with questions.
But anyway, Bar Harbor is the best place to
beautiful.
Kill time.
It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic. So we've got it mapped out. We're going to get our, you know, Carla's all big on getting our steps in. And you know how Bar Harbor, you go down from the dock all the way up to the top. It's a nice little incline where you get some really, really good steps and you power walk up there and then you come back down. And so an hour in... I might as well retrieve my text messages just to see exactly what was said to me. My dear friend up here, a person that I have nothing to say badly about whatsoever, is Mr. Zach Piper. He is a Maine lobsterman, and he is one of my best buddies, and he's fantastic.
Man's man, hangs out with Mike
a
lot. He also has snow plows, so he handles stuff in the wintertime when he's not doing lobster season.
I don't think I've ever met a lobsterman who isn't a man's man.
No sissy lobsterman
you know
up there?
I think he said it too. Yeah.
They're a rough, tough group in the best
so
way.
So here it is.
Sorry, Zach.
So this is the text that I received from Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you trying to play hide and seek with your rowboat? saw it drifting saw it drifting down the point. Oh. So he says, and then he sends a picture of him towing my boat in.
Of course he sends a picture.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
He sends a picture of it, and it's a picture of him.
That's so no.
Oh, my God. Mike, you got lucky. Damn, yeah. Can you imagine going back?
Yes, but Zach,
no dinghy. Oh, man.
But you know who really got lucky?
That'd be the worst.
Who really got lucky was Zach, because he took great joy in sending that photo.
Oh, look, that's the trade-off.
That's what he loves. The
trade-off of having people that look out for you is schadenfreude. That's what he enjoys. So he says, but either way, good job on the bowling. Next time, make sure it's attached to something. Ha ha.
Oh, no.
So that was it. Yeah. And so I said, ha ha ha, you are my savior. He said, it gave me a good laugh for the day. And then he says, I also found Misty, that's his girlfriend, also found Misty a kayak. So Zach's out there catching lobsters.
Looking for boats.
Just taking advantage of people's screw-ups out there, you know. Found Misty a kayak. No word on whether the owner of that might be like in Davy Jones' Locker, you know, going, hum, 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 you know. Hey, look, Misty, I got your brand new kayak. Meanwhile, the guy's going, tap me! Tap me! So that was it. And that was the beginning of what was a stellar Friday. That's it. And then we ended up getting fuel at about 10 of 5. That's when we finally get our fuel in there. And that was back home. What a day. And I relaxed for the rest of the day. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just tabling all of my discussions.
Oh, you don't?
We don't have Sarah here very often.
No, we don't.
And I want to find out about this sinful relationship she's
in.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
we'll take a break.
And we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Rob, are you enjoying yourself?
The blast.
These guest hosts are a blast.
Aren't they great? Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Rob.
And hello, this is Sharon. I'm his real-life mother. Every year, we get together and make our delicious signature holiday fruit cakes. They really are special.
What makes them so special? Is it the top-quality ingredients, the fresh spices, or is it the love and care that goes into each and every one?
No, idiot, it's the booze.
Thanks, Mom. And up until now, it was virtually impossible to get your hands on one of these fruit cakes. But not anymore. Introducing TMOS Fruitcake Futures. This is the year that you can get your hands on a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Carefully baked and lovingly packaged for home delivery.
Order now and it will be in your mouth in time for the holidays. Moist and delicious and packed with exotic fruits, a magical blend of three kinds of nuts, and with three different tiers of fruitcake purchase, you can select the package that's perfect for you.
And of course, it makes a great gift.
Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com or click the fruitcake banner on the TMOS website. Buy now and get ready for the happiest holidays ever.
Buy a fruitcake because Mother told you to.
You like that? Yeah.
It's really my mom.
Mom has a true radio voice.
Well, she's
now I know where you get it.
She's the best.
Holy crap.
We're having a bake sale.
Oh, I'm actually concerned. You guys have thousands of listeners. Are you prepared? You're going to be...
Yeah, we actually researched it.
Yes.
And we're doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
We're cooking as we speak.
Yeah, so I've been grinding cloves all morning.
It's very, very exciting.
I hope so. Damn, you're going to be busy.
Are you prepared for this?
Oh, yeah. I've been, you know what? Actually, it's weird because I went through the restaurant distributor that I normally buy the fruitcake fruit from. And the more you buy, the cheaper it gets per capita. So we'll be buying huge buckets of citron and cherries and canned pineapple and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a big thing. We might even be doing a show from the baking day.
Yeah. I would hope. You've rented like a kitchen, right?
We're going to make it here at Podcast Village. I think it'll be all right.
Oh, in the microwave?
Yeah, we're going to microwave them.
We're going to make it on the parking tier of the CVS drugstore.
Okay.
Welcome
back
to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Lightstream. If you're thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balance? You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay. That's way lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Boo!
Boo!
You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with Lightstream. Our listeners can get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates, but
The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. We're here with Sarah Fraser. Let me give the plugs for Sarah. Sarah's host of the Hey Fraze podcast, recorded right here in Podcast Village. New episodes Monday and Wednesday on Spotify and iTunes. And when you mentioned Rob's mother doing that fruitcake commercial, and Rob was not even aware of this until we pointed it out to him, his mother sounds like his son does, or his son did back in the day when he had him do little voiceovers. She's got the same patter, the same. It's weird. Have you talked about that amongst your family members?
I haven't brought it up, although my mom keeps saying, so Mike likes the commercial, right? Because she's trolling for compliments
now. So you didn't mention that we said that. Good. I'm sorry. It's about the show when you're at home. All right. Welcome back.
I told her all about the commercial, but I haven't mentioned the correlation.
We don't need to lie to each other. I mean, you get out of here and the last thing you want to talk about is what Oscar and I are saying to you. I understand that. I mean, I understand the way that goes.
We've been talking about the fruitcake promotion. I just haven't brought up the correlation between her and Robert's voice.
I just thought it was interesting. I guess I thought it was, Oscar and I thought it was more interesting than you did. That's all.
I mean, suppose.
I'm just, well, that's it. Because you see, when Rob's at home and the show comes up, you know, sure. He goes, oh, God, not again.
Bad show. I mean, how many years have you and Mike been working together?
Too long.
I know.
26 too many.
I mean, it's amazing. None of my co-hosts last that long, so I'm impressed.
Yeah. It was, it's wonderful. But we're very excited about making cake.
Cakes. I can't wait to see this
making
process.
And the salesmanship of the cakes, too.
It's going to be. But
I'm
his
ordering one.
Mother sounds like his son did.
Really?
Yeah. You could find that tape and,
let me see
and
if I have,
stack it up against a.
If I have a Robert promo,
that,
hold on.
It's this very articulate kind of. I mean, it's a very. God, what's the word I'm looking for? They articulate very well.
Yes,
yeah,
their
diction
does.
Is very, very. And Robert's diction was really, really good when he was like, 4 years ago, something like that?
Oh, yeah, probably about like that. Yeah. And,
anyway.
It's because we came from the beatings.
So you maintain a blog on your website. How much do you bring? Because I want to be, make sure you're in your comfort zone. How much do you bring your personal life into, like your podcast and your blog and things like that? When you're talking about a boyfriend/fiance.
I talk about it all. I disclose so much to the point that my boyfriend/fiance has been banned from listening to my podcast because he gets so upset.
Hey, you know what? Who are you talking to? I get it.
And I
understand
have
that.
Family issues. I mean, my family will often call me and say, you make me sound like I'm broke. You make me sound like I'm this, like I'm that on the podcast. So I have a huge list of people who I go, just don't listen. Don't listen. No, the audience doesn't care. They understand that lots of times it's entertainment. You know, there's lots of shreds of truth in there, but it might not be the whole thing. So
well, if you wouldn't mind, I would love to, just do a little, interview. We've never really gotten to the ABCs of you. You've been on the show a few times now.
Yes.
And you came in like 2 weeks ago with a quick hit that was probably one of the best, like, bam, on and off moments. And that's when I just said, whenever they say to me, hey, would you like to have Sarah come in and panel me? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Right away. Right. Because it's really tremendous to have you come in here. But we've never explored you. Because I'm, between my psychotherapy, it gets a little, I get
in the way. Show.
So, all right. So you are, have you ever been married before?
Never been married. I'm 36. Never been married.
36. Mm-hmm. Okay. 36.
No kids.
No kids. Mm-hmm. Interested in having a family at some point?
You know what's funny? I never thought that I would be, but the older I get, because I'm very close with, I have one younger brother and he has a daughter. And, my mom lives in Maine. My father passed away when I was in high school, but I'm very close to them. So now all of a sudden, as I'm 36, I'm like, you know what? I really want to have a kid. I think I want to have two kids because my brother and I are so close. I love that whole family dynamic. So I'm entertaining it. Yes.
And how does the boyfriend feel about the children?
Oh, he was ready to have a kid like 5 years ago.
Okay. And how long have we been seeing this?
Would you like
to mention names or?
Dan. Yes.
Dan. Hi, Dan. How you doing, Dan? I hope you listen to this because you know what? I really am somewhat of an unofficial relationship expert.
Very unofficial.
Is Dan about the same age, older, younger?
He's about 3 years older. So he's 39. Okay. Just turned 39.
That's cool. Right there. My daughters came to me and said, "Dad, we're gonna do the career. And at a certain point, when I'm in my 30s, that's when I'm gonna." I would say, "Perfectamundo.
Yeah.
You're grown-ups. You've been through it before. Have you ever gotten close before, Dan? Did you ever get to where maybe?"
Yes.
Yeah, usually when you're, yeah.
I have a famous engagement story that I've told for years on different radio shows and my own podcast. I was also with a guy for 5 years. Now, he was 15 years older than me.
Had been
divorced, had two kids.
What's that type of the godfather you played the other day? Don't you have the guy that's the producer, the Hollywood producer?
Yeah.
That was the guy that was 15 years old. You don't have that one handy, do you?
I might, actually.
If you happen to have that one, just let her continue to talk. So he was
15
if you
years
find
older.
Him, if you find him, he's not on tape as often as some of the other ones, but I think we might have a tape of that man. 15 years old.
Yeah, huh? Needless to say, I was younger. I was in my 20s, and I was really
I
not
think
ready.
I have a tape, Mike, for you at this point.
All right.
Here is Sarah's. This is Sarah's first time.
He never gets that movie. That part is perfect for
this him. Is him.
It'll make him a big star.
This is talking about when they broke up.
I'm going to run him out of the business. Then let me tell you why.
It's talking about Dan,
Johnny
her new...
Johnny Fontaine Roon, one of Walt International's most valuable protégés.
Right.
For this 5 years, we had her under training.
This was Sarah's first close to fiance. Was he ever fiancé, this guy?
Well, I have a famous story. My mom had called me, and she said, I kind of knew that he really wanted to get engaged. And so my mom, and I had been having second thoughts, and my mom knew this. So she called me one week, and she's like, "Hey, I really think that Ed is going to propose to you this weekend." And I was like, oh, my God.
Is Ed his real name?
Ed was his real name.
Somehow this story just got three times better based on the fact this guy is named Ed.
And they used to call him on the radio Old Man Ed. So OME was his name.
I don't
name.
Think I'm speaking out of school. We can tell the truth. It's Eddie Van Halen. It was Eddie Van Halen. After Valerie Burton Allen.
Yeah, he was in a weird spot. He was.
Well, very awkward. So anyway, Ed comes down that weekend, and I'd been like violently ill all week. Ed?
Sarah!
Edward, is that you? I didn't realize we had gone to phone calls. Okay. I said to him like immediately when he showed up to my apartment, I was like, I think you're going to ask me to marry you this weekend and I can't do it. I'm really not there. So like I thought that I was doing him a favor by telling him up front, like I cannot get engaged. So he goes, okay, well, we always said if we ended our relationship that we'd go out to a really nice dinner and we'd end it that way. So the
lack of engagement is a deal killer for him.
When
you said you didn't want to get engaged, were you thinking that not only are you not going to get engaged, but this is kind of...
Oh, no, it was over. It was over. Like,
it
he
was
just, he was just like way too old, way in a different spot like than I was. It was just not going to work. So we go out to the Ritz-Carlton in Tyson's Corner, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. So he had one quality, huh? Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yes,
I get it. I know how you ladies work.
Financial investor. Yep, exactly.
There it is.
Work for Merrill Lynch. Whole deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm thinking, all right, great. We'll go to dinner. Obviously, this is going to end. So I was very emotional. We get there, and Ed had failed to tell the restaurant that we were not engaged, nor were we getting engaged. So when we get there, they have the maitre d', and they have the host, and they have buckets of champagne, and they're like, this way, you know.
So he was going to take you there for the...
Yes.
Oh,
and he never called them. So they put us the chef's table.
I would have taken you to the Silver Diner after that. That's ridiculous.
But to be fair,
nice person.
To be fair, Mike, the Silver Diner, but anything she wanted on the menu. Anything you want.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't have taken you there. Oh, God. Oh, that's so terrible.
Well, you know, he's probably, at his age, probably forgetful.
He forgot whether he told
Take
him
a break because we're gonna we got to continue this. We'll finish
this
up when we come back, and then more. This is just the first question.
I know exactly.
All right, so we'll continue. This is the Sarah Fraser Show today. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Grace the intern. College is right around the corner, and it's time for students to get prepared for school. But what I suggest is our parents consider doing their part. Campus cookies are fine, and care packages are nice, but what we hardworking students really deserve is to be treated like grown-ups. Reward our efforts with a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Oh, that's sweet.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show will provide us with the much-needed humor between classes and an excuse to tune that annoying roommate out and listen to the voices that really matter. And did I mention the swearing? We love that shit. So Mom and Dad, please consider a bonus show gift subscription for your wary student by clicking the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand. You get TV, car rides, food, even our podcast. Yes. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles, just click print mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier. And you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com. Enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it. We are with the delightful Sarah Fraser. Rob and I are here. Oscar is in Hyannisport for the weekend.
He's installing sconces this week.
He's going up there with his fam, and hope he has a wonderful time, and he'll be back on Thursday's show. Yes. Sarah, we were just in the get-go stages, and I had to take a break because I want to give you a good long segment here. So it's Eddie, the fiance, Eddie, you decide that's it, it's kaput, there's an age difference, there's some barriers there, and he said, well, we always said that we would go to a nice dinner, but the problem is... He takes you to the joint where he was going to pop the question.
He does. Oh, and by the way, he was a serious hoarder. Like, serious hoarder. So that was one of the reasons that I can't do this. Oh, my God. Every stamps. Oh, my God. Prints.
Well, hold on. There are degrees. Are we talking about, like, feces in the corner undiscovered hoarder? Or are we talking, like, a guy that magazines. Just has a lot of
magazines.
Oh, no. Magazines books. Tied up in twine. That's the worst.
You Did talk he have about, magazines tied up?
Oh, 100%. You
oh,
talk about
no.
Hemingway.
Oh, you don't want that.
This
oh,
dude would had really? A wall in his apartment in New York City of animal busts. I was like, dude, I cannot.
Like taxidermied heads?
Like taxidermied. Oh, my God.
In a New
boar's
York apartment.
Head, a
oh,
zebra
no,
head,
no,
like
no.
all this crap. I'm like.
Not okay.
Okay. Honestly,
yeah, but he had to have money, Rob, if he had an apartment that's big enough to have animal heads.
That's true. Where's the rest
I mean,
of
I'm just
this
kind of looking at the. I'm just looking at the positives. Yeah,
that's true.
I don't drink, Arthur. I don't drink. It dulls the senses. Anyway, so he takes you to the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm. We go to the Ritz. They put us at the chef's table. I've been hysterically crying all day. And they had spotlights on us, right? And all the other tables are based around this recessed chef's table.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, you guys. It was so
I love
worse.
It already. I love it already.
They had done a custom menu for us of like 8 or 9 courses. I said to Ed, I was like, I can't get through. Like, are you kidding? So I'm like crying
right, I'm gonna stop
again.
You again. I'm sorry, but I have to ask. So Ed knows as you're on the way to the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
Ed knows that you have broken it off. That this is kaput.
Yeah.
That the relationship is done.
Yes.
In his infinite ignorance was he doing to
Mike,
roll knowing what did he do? Was he just messed up too? Was he a
was
little
the
cloudy
problem.
Or what?
No, this okay. was the problem in our relationship. I think he was used to women like doing everything for him. So I think it was, you know, the whole planning details like he didn't really do. And as the night goes on and I just start crying and I can't
How
eat
horrible.
Anything. Oh my God. They at one point they just killed the lights. They took away the champagne buckets and they all just walked away. And they did. Honest to God,
we're calling it.
They called it. They totally called it. They brought him the
oh
bill,
my God.
And that was it. Yes.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Yes, it was. But it was the best decision ever. So I definitely am a little bit of a runaway bride because like Dan and I have sort of talked about the engagement and then I've been like,
Dan,
I don't know. He's the current one.
I won't
one.
Be ignored, Dan. So Dan, now it's Dan.
Yes.
You go up to Maine where your mom lives. So that's where you
yes.
want. And by the way, do you mind saying what region she
no.
is? She in the southern part of the state? Is she in the northern part of the state?
Near where? Boothbay Harbor. She's at this little lake town called Damariscotta, Maine.
I'll go see her this afternoon.
Yeah, you've got to. Oh my God, she's a hysteric. She's
bring her a quart of those blueberries.
Blueberries?
Hey, blueberries, yeah. They're made by John Belushi.
Blueberries are different than blueberries.
Oh, really? Right. What are those?
anyway, So you're thinking about maybe...
We are. So we looked at various wedding places in Maine. And there's this place in Pittston, Maine called Beech Hill Farm. All right?
Oh, and sounds lovely.
It does. Is Martha Stewart magazine. It is insane. It's beautiful. And it is $12,500 just for the venue. Okay? The venue and this house. Right?
What a racket.
Do you think? Now I'm caught up, yeah, though, and I really want it. Oh.
You have waited a long time, Sarah. You owe it to look.
But I still think every day I say to Dan, you know, we'll probably get divorced because then I'm going to surprise myself if we stay together. Like I set my expectations super low.
Lower the bar.
Lower the bar. Every day I go, I'm probably going to leave you.
DGH, Sarah, don't get happy.
Exactly. I don't get happy.
That's the way that goes.
I go, I'm always on the verge of leaving you. Don't get complacent. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but we're going to give it a go because we've been in this for so long. And then if we make it, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
It sounds like what I said to Carrie before I proposed to her.
Yeah.
The venue is... Now, let me tell you, the venue is cool, okay?
Yes.
Oh,
there's some other factors. If you have a nice joint, I got married to Carla, my third marriage, at a really beautiful place, Poplar Spring.
Mm-hmm.
In Spa out there. Really nice joint. My friend owned it at the time. It was great. But all the other rules were not the same. We didn't have we had a teeny tiny ceremony. I mean, super tight, like 5 family members. It was super small.
Wow.
But we had a great meal and stuff like that. So do you want not only the venue, but you want like everybody, you know, like they're bussing in people from
party.
Channel 5 and stuff like that where, you know, everyone, all of your media contacts,
Annie,
you know,
Kane Tony
shows
Burgess.
Up on a jet, you know, it's
oh,
like,
oh, look,
you know,
there's Tucker.
Yeah. Do you want the biggie? Do you want the big show?
See, I don't know, Mike. This is why I need your advice because I know you've had big weddings and smaller weddings.
Mike had the best big wedding ever.
I am torn.
Yeah, I did my second wedding and it was a terrible, you know, for me and my ex-wife. Not a good marriage, but a great wedding.
Yeah, the first 12 hours of that marriage were great.
Absolutely terrific.
The first 12 hours.
Yep.
So I don't know because when you're in it and you're looking, you're like, oh, this is kind of an amazing day, right? Yeah. It's the one day where all your friends and family are going to get together. They probably haven't gotten together in years. And, you know, I mean, I love, so let's celebrate love. Like, I get really caught up in all that. And I'm like, okay.
It's your first wedding. I'd say, look,
it's your first wedding. Yeah, you'll have more, so you might as well.
It's the first time you're getting married. Yeah. I think it ought to be everything you want it to be.
Oh my God.
Don't deny yourself.
Is it worth like $30,000? Because if we get up to 120 people, 130 people, we're going to be at a $30,000 to $40,000 budget. And that's not extravagant. Like that's just weddings are now. Yeah.
Compare the ones down in DC and what they cost. You know,
Is that worth it?
I think because you've waited, and how does the dude feel? How does Dan the man feel about this?
He wants to give me the wedding that I want, but I think,
attaboy.
Dan realize that this will be the last time in his life that he matters that day? And that's the truth as a groom. That's the truth as a groom because, you know, if you have a baby, it's all about the mom having the baby. Sure, you're
there. Does he have a big family?
I've already told him I want a baby moon in Bar Harbor. So I was like, put that on the list.
Okay. Yeah. What's a baby moon?
A baby moon is you have a honeymoon. You have a baby moon before the baby is born the mom. Like the couple goes away. You've got a baby moon.
Oh, you're a demanding woman. Anyway, so the venue is that sound. It's not outrageous.
Unreal. It's unreal.
It's not outrageous either. I mean, I know people are hearing these numbers. And what do you mean it's not? Add up what they cost. What are the venues around D.C. cost if you want to get them on a Friday or a Saturday night?
Prohibitive. And they're also all booked 2 years out. I remember.
That's D.C. That's typical D.C. Everybody crawling over everybody else's corpse to get whatever they want. I'm a VIP. I'm a VIP. You want to have fun, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a little tip from me to you now that I'm an expat from the nation's capital. All right. Let me tell you what Washington, D.C. is all about. You know what? Go to a VIP event in Washington, D.C. You'll have 8,000 people there because nobody says no to somebody wanting to be in a VIP in Washington, D.C. That's BS.
And when you get there, when you get to the VIP event, look for the inner circle because there will be one that you can't get into.
Like now you're doing the commissioner's
party. But it's true, though. It's very true. It is very true.
I think you do it. I think you go for it. Now, let's talk about Dan's family.
Okay.
Embarrassing?
No, they're great. They're all from Detroit. They've never been to Maine and they want the Maine experience. So the other option is taking them.
They'll love it because there's nothing more like Maine than Detroit.
So they're down with it. So he's got a fun family to have the families intertwined.
Never met. Never met. Okay. So this is the one chance for them to
meet. What's your gut on how they're going to get along?
Oh, I think excellent. Okay, I think they're going to have the best weekend. I really do. So then I'm thinking we take them out to Cabbage Island in Booth Bay Harbor, which is like $12,000 for 170 people. And they do all the food. They do like a lobster bake, clam bake, but you don't have, there's no like DJ, there's no reception area.
Let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you my two. Now I'm becoming a wedding planner.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to stop you right there, and I'm going to tell you this, Sarah.
Okay.
I really do believe that the lobster bake for a wedding is not appropriate.
Really?
Lobster is messy, and unless you're going to do an uber casual deal where people aren't going to get dressed up, you don't want people... I'm sorry. Lobster is finger food. Lobster is
a mess. Yeah.
Messy food.
And there's going to be someone in there. There's going to be some people that won't like it. They won't want seafood.
Don't listen to the Northern Virginia.
I think they want the lobster.
Everybody likes lobster, Rob. Yeah. Everybody likes lobster, Rob.
Thank you. Daughter, Julia.
Oh, God. Well, that's because you spoiled her and you didn't have her try new things.
Another child that I ruined.
That's it. but it's not fancy. And a wedding, if you want the white gown, dad in a tux, the wedding, if you want all that, a lobster dish, yes. Lobster bake, no. That would just be my opinion.
There you go.
If you want to do, the ceremony and then everybody cashes out and heads out, it depends. But I'm just saying a lobster bake is a casual type.
I'm troubled by the fact there's no disc jockey.
You
have to have music at a reception because people drink and then they
don't.
She said that if she did this venue, there's no disc jockey.
There's no disc jockey. They just have everybody out. They do a lobster and clam bake.
Right.
You know, you can drink whatever you want.
Right.
And it's on this little island.
Guy in the corner with a guitar just going, I'm in a bottle. Is that no music at all?
Oh, they could bring. We could have a guy with a guitar. Yeah,
like a Bose speaker.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yes, he could have a Bose speaker and a guitar.
You know why
he
said no disc jockey? He's lobbying for you.
No.
Do it for free.
No, I won't. I hate spinning receptions. It's the worst.
But you actually make good playlists. I think you might
to be with Sarah Fraser if she asked you nicely.
As a favor, I would do it, but I'm not lobbying.
I might actually have you DJ. You'd be so good.
I have the playlist. I've used them at 10 different wedding receptions. They're ready to go.
You are actually an option. I'm not kidding.
Hey, it's always nice to be an option.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I
and then you and
you
Carrie
up.
Can come up and see us.
Yes. It'd be great. We'll stop in and bring the children. But you might not be there.
I think, but that's my two cents. But
all right. That's good advice.
This is the one thing, though, because we're talking about all this. Has the ring been put on the finger yet? Are you engaged?
No engagement, but I don't want a long engagement. We're going to get engaged. I've already, you're going to think I'm like really controlling.
Okay. No. Not at all. Let me tell you how I'm going to have him propose. Go ahead.
We're going to France next June. And I've already instructed him.
Of course
him,
you are.
I've instructed him that he is to propose in France. And then we're getting married in Maine in August.
Are you allowing him to pick the day? That you're
the
in France.
For what?
For the proposal.
Yeah,
so there shall be some surprise. I think that's nice.
And
please check one of these landmarks. The Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, or Versailles.
I've put he can say whatever he wants. I'm like, you're proposing in France, and then we're getting married in August in Maine.
So we're getting the 30,000 for the wedding reception, then the proposal in France. And meanwhile, Dan's back. That voice you hear now is Dan's going, I can't afford it anymore. I'm putting myself in the debt already. I'm not the investment banker with the animal heads on the wall of his apartment. God damn it.
I know. He's not. I always tell him he's in soccer, right? So he doesn't make that much money. I go, you need to invent an app between now and June that you can sell to these kids that have a lot of money so I can get my dream wedding. No, absolutely not.
That might be a one chink in the armor. The fact that you're telling him to invent an app and he doesn't
do that. He's an Avengers and Star Wars guy. I'm like, I don't give a crap about that. Get inventing an app.
Can I ask what he does?
Yes, he works in soccer. So he works out at Loudoun County Soccer. He's a director of youth development out there and he coaches. Which is lovely. Right. It's great for the kids, but it's not good for my wedding.
No. He's super physically fit then, right?
Yes, he's very physically fit.
All right,
yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Yeah, but that's he's going to need to be to pick up.
You're going to have to come on another show because I'm going to do that whole thing too. You know, the
compatibility thing.
He's going to have to be buff if he wants to pick up that ring.
Yes, that giant ring. So you want to get, you want to have the moment over. You want to,
I don't know. I go back and
you
forth.
You want the moment, you know. Dan, this is Mike. If you're listening to me right now, listen, hey, Dan, take the bull by the balls here. She doesn't get to choose where you get to propose.
Yeah, Dan.
You know, you do it this weekend, pal. I mean, really, with all this talk, you went up to Maine, for Christ's sake, and you went to look at a venue, you know, to get that all done. You take her down, take her to the IHOP or something like that and put a ring on her finger.
The IHOP, no.
You know, I mean, but if
I've already told
a good
him.
Compromise, go to the Eiffel Tower, but at King's Dominion.
You are in love with this man, yes?
Yes, I absolutely love him, but
this
I did
man
tell
is
him.
Gonna, you want to spend the rest of your life, at this point in time, you want to spend the rest of your time with him, yes?
Correct. Yes.
So the proposal does not really matter as long as you two are together. Yes.
That is true. Yeah. And I go back and forth from bridezilla to practical.
She stammered on that.
Right.
It might matter
a little
bit.
If the ring is from Costco, it's a no. And that is what I told him.
Oh, she's a complicated lady. She truly is. But
I'm not
I wish
lie.
You nothing but happiness.
Oh, yeah, right.
I truly do. I think. So,
you know this is going to end a disaster. You're like,
when
okay,
is the trip? When is the trip to France?
We're supposed to be going in June. So we're going in June. Yes.
Oh, a year from now.
Correct. Yeah, because all the wedding venues are already, you know, are booked. If we want to do anything in Maine, like actually fancy, we don't even have an opening until like next October.
Okay,
it's crazy.
I'm confused. So now we're talking next year, right? For the proposal or for the wedding?
Both.
You're talking about
both. Like, I want a short engagement. Yeah.
Oh, like,
so are you going to plan the wedding before the engagement?
What's a short engagement? Like half an hour? What?
Yes.
I mean,
you know.
She said an August wedding. She said a June proposal to an August wedding.
Correct. I'm going to plan the wedding and the engagement right now.
Okay. No, hey. And he's down with all this? He's okay with this?
He doesn't seem to have any objections. I say,
but
you know.
Don't be like Ed. Make sure you keep him updated on all this stuff. You want to tell Dan all the stuff that's going on because you'll want him to be at the wedding.
That's a good point. Yeah.
How do you feel about surprises? How do you feel about that? Do you like? Do you not like?
I'm all about surprises. Yeah. Okay.
So if he was to do something, and this is a hypothetical.
Yes, I
don't want to make you
uptight,
and I think I might be able to do that. Let me say, if he was going to do something and he did surprise you with a proposal,
yes,
would it piss you off?
No.
Because you still get France, right? You still,
yes.
And it sounds like you're doing your honeymoon prior to your wedding.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
By going to France.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It wouldn't piss you off?
No, it wouldn't. It really wouldn't. It wouldn't. I mean, okay. I would actually be down for just a family dinner, like to get married. Like, I don't, because when you start thinking about 35 or 40.
She's lying. You're right. She's lying right
selling
now.
Us a passel of lies right now.
Totally lying right now. All right. I wish you the very best.
Right.
Dan. Oh, boy, Dan. You know, Dan, what I would do is pop the ring on her finger ASAP. Okay. And then, yeah, do the France if you want and do that. But you know what? Are you ready for my blessing on this?
Yes.
Not that you need any of it. I think the Maine wedding rocks.
Yeah.
I
think
I
the
agree.
Maine wedding
rocks. Don't cheap out on the cake. Get
okay.
a good cake.
Oh, I agree. Get yeah. good cake. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the advice. Yeah.
And
we'll see
I
how
hope
it goes.
You have a wonderful time, and I would get Rob to DJ. It'll be
spectacular. I love that.
That's right. And I've never been to a Maine wedding because all of my family members got married up here. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're in the dog days of August. The players are already on the field, learning new plays, breaking down film, getting ready for the fall and big football. One man is also preparing, checking his leads, verifying his sources, in order to bring you the most up-to-date analysis so you can make the best picks. Nikki Diamond is getting ready, and he's
in the know. Bitches.
Stay tuned. It's all part of the new fall season on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back.
Nikki sounds tired.
Yeah.
Jim Amato's cryptic little promos for Nikki Diamond are my new faves.
I love it.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Schreiber?
You know, next week is when the family goes on the cruise, and I'm very excited about it, but we had to get our passports in order. So I went into our safe and got out our passports, and there they were, perfectly fine and ready to go. And I got to thinking, if you don't have a safe, Where do you keep stuff like birth certificates and passports? And they have a great safe for sale on Amazon. It's $155, and it's waterproof and fireproof. Isn't $155 worth it to keep all your documents safe through flooding and fire? You can bolt it down to your floor. It's the First Alert waterproof and fire-resistant bolt-down combination safe, and it actually is got a dial combination so you can't get locked out if the battery goes bad.
Oh, there you go. Okay, great. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the safe and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. Costs you nothing. Means the world to us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, news!
Hold it. Let me play that the right way. Thank you. Oh, I just erased it. We can't do the news without the news sound.
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to edit this in post-production?
We will definitely do this. Yes, we will.
Because I'm really, really bummed about it. I'm really, really sad about it right now. So I'm going to go in. But there's part of me that wants to keep this on because I like mistakes on the air. I really do.
How about this, Mike? Wonderful.
All right.
Oh, and that's not what I wanted? Damn it. That's not the right one.
Okay, that's right. I'll take it.
All right.
Anyway, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
News.
That's just... I hate... this soundboard.
How about this one, Mike?
Have I mentioned that to you? This is news. From around the corner up the street, this is the latest news for you. That's good. I've never heard that one
before. Oh, I like this
one. That's from WAVA. You had this with David Haynes in 86.
Oh, my God. That's such a long time ago.
I'll send you this one, too.
Thank you. Bill Murray is accused of assaulting a photographer in Martha's Vineyard last week. And the guy also happens to be Carly Simon's brother, Peter Simon, who's a photographer for a small newspaper there. Peter claims that he was on assignment taking pictures at a restaurant when Bill... He's got to be old then, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right? He's got to be long in the tooth.
Sure.
Peter says he was on assignment taking pictures at a restaurant when Bill grabbed him and threw him against a door. Then later on, he says Bill dumped water on him and also on his camera. According to a police report, Bill felt like he was harassing him and taking too many pictures. And the owner of the restaurant agreed, saying he deserved to have water dumped on him. Last we heard, Peter didn't know if he'd press charges or not. You don't hear about Bill Murray getting to be, dickish very often.
A lot of weird factors in there because you got old man and he's Carly Simon's brother and she's legendarily shy. So he's probably screwed up too. And so what's going on with that? And did you see Bill Murray? I think it was at the Cubs game when they lost they beat the Nats. I believe in the ninth inning, a walk-off grand slam, and they came up from three down to win the game, and Bill Murray was there. He didn't hit anybody there.
He's everywhere!
I guess. All right.
You don't have to be on LinkedIn to be spammed with their emails asking you to connect with someone who you vaguely remember from school. It happens to all of us, even Russell Crowe. On Friday, he complained on Twitter that he's sick of getting emails asking him to join. Obviously, he has no use for it. His online resume is his IMDb page, but the LinkedIn emails never stop. This is what he said. He tweeted that there should be, quote, a piss off option for LinkedIn requests. Some people thought that meant he did have an account, but he posted another tweet later that made it seem like he doesn't have an account. He's just bitching. That's what he's doing.
I think it would probably be easier to get out of the mafia than to get out of LinkedIn. I actually spent an entire morning once trying to get out of LinkedIn. I can't find a way to get out. There's no way out.
Oh, wow. I believe
that.
Are you
on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn. Yeah, and I've just given up. Like, you get so many requests from people you don't know.
It's the worst social media
site. I'm just like, screw it. So now I accept everybody, and they tell you not to do that because it's supposed to be a legit networking. So I'm like, I don't care. I mean,
I'm on it. I don't pay much attention to it. It doesn't bother me as much. But every day there's something there. But it's
is legit. I mean, people are like making money, getting downloads from their podcasts. Like, I mean, it is like really a way that you can get clients if you really work it. But I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's something that I've always been aware that it's there. I see people that I don't see anywhere else
when I do
go on LinkedIn. But I, it hasn't done anything. What have you done for me lately? Come on. Jason Statham's new Shark Attack movie, The Meg, which I have to admit, my inner idiot actually looks at that and goes, look at the big realistic.
It's really big.
Looking kind of
really
fun.
Big
It won the box office over the weekend. Shocker. Raking in $44.5 million. That won't set any records, but it's twice what some people expected. Meg, short for, because people don't want to say Megalodon.
Right.
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Two others, the horror movie Slender Man. I didn't even hear about that.
I thought
one.
That was a biopic about me.
And the Spike Lee movie Black Klansman also debuted in the top five.
But
I think Jordan Peele is in that Black Klansman movie, I believe.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It does look very, very good.
Fascinating story.
Makeup tutorials on Instagram and YouTube are a big deal, but it's hard to stand out from all the other people doing them. I guess this is one way to do it. There is a 19-year-old woman. Her name is Marshalla Perkins in Commerce, Texas, and she was arrested back in February for marijuana possession. Mm. Her makeup looks great in her mugshot because she's an aspiring makeup artist.
Love it.
Right before she got arrested, she was doing a demo on Facebook Live for some friends. So someone tweeted the mugshot a few weeks ago and said, quote, "We need a tutorial. Free her." Free her. Apparently, a lot of people agreed because the tweet went viral and they started bombarding Marshalla with requests for makeup tips. She's beautiful and she's got great eyes. And I saw the mugshot. And now she is starting to take private appointments after getting busted for pot.
Fantastic.
Good for her.
She's launching an Instagram account and a YouTube channel to capitalize on her new fame in the makeup world. No details on the arrest as far as how it went down or whether it was like in the trunk of her car. Or anything.
I'm sure it's just a wrist slap. Marijuana is not a big deal anymore. Not like when I was a boy.
Well, unless you do the whole Breaking Bad, you know, truckloads coming over the Mexican border thing.
Let's keep it under a bail, and then we'll be all right.
Joint in your purse here. If you thought August was going to be a relief after this insanely hot summer, think again. It's bringing a whole new summer enemy. Have you heard about this?
No.
Drunk angry wasps.
Oh, no.
Drunk angry wasps. This time of year is when wasps go out looking for sweet fluids. They usually find some rotting fermented fruit in garbage cans. Since they're tiny, even a sip of that is enough to get them hammered and angry. And then they fly off all drunk and pissed looking for somebody to sting. On the bright side, this phase should only last a few more weeks. But until then, if you see any wasps, just know that they might be drunk and could have bad intentions. The last time I saw a bunch of drunk, angry wasps was after Obama got reelected. Am I right, ladies? Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me see. Okay, I got to play this. Thank you. And now a little something. Around 10% of men are wearing condoms that are too small for them. Have you heard about this story?
I've not.
Too small. Okay, too small. That's interesting. Yes.
Only can this increase the chances of the contraceptive breaking, it can also cause numbing and pain.
Oh.
To combat this problem, an online retailer has launched the world's largest condom. Let's give them a flourish, shall we? The company's called VeiFit. They believe they have created the biggest condom on the market, the G31.
Oh.
It measures 9.45 inches in length with a width of 69 millimeters. This is significantly larger than both Durex and Magnum XLs, which are 21% and 27% smaller, respectively. To put this in context, they can fit an entire tube of Pringles inside one of these.
Oh, my
condoms.
God. Okay, come on.
Wow.
As if there were that many men that need that.
Well, the condoms are set to go on sale around the world, except for Ireland. Am I right, ladies? There we go. Thank you very much. Wow, I'll be here all week. Yeah, they're not selling them over in Ireland because they're... All right, anyway, we'll take a break and
Do they offer gift wrapping?
Yes, yes, lovely. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I look for signs of that blue wave. Is it coming or is it in your imagination? Plus, Giuliani wants conditions on what Robert Mueller can ask President Trump. And I get on my soapbox about what the job of a journalist is. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been telling you about it. It's time for the TMOS Fruitcake Fact of the Day. Hey, Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us.
Ooh. Mike, today we're talking nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Now, a lot of people buy nutmeg already ground up in a little container in your spice aisle, and that's fine.
But it's a little one. It's always a real super small one,
expensive.
If I remember correctly.
It's expensive because it's pre-ground. But do you know the moment you grind up your nutmeg, it starts losing its flavor qualities.
Its potency.
Which is why every time we make a fruitcake, we grate the nutmeg fresh right before it goes in the batter.
Ooh.
It comes in the nut form, and you actually, it's almost like using a rasp when you're using a wood product. What it sounds like. So anytime you bake, Mike.
It's a lot of nutmeg.
Anytime you bake, treat yourself to fresh spices, as we do at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? It tastes phenomenal. That's one of the reasons. The more you know about fruitcakes.
From the top.
The more you know about fruitcakes, the better. I'm making my living today. Because we are in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. You see, the times are tight. We need your help. Here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will receive you.
Reward you.
With a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. Mm. You can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now at tmosfruitcake.com. And a fruitcake or fruitcakes, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. We need your fiscal support, and we're proud to offer the taste of the holidays as a way of saying thank you. Invest in our fruitcake future now in your fruitcake. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for a holiday treat unlike any other ever.
Fresh nutmeg.
TMOSfruitcake.com and nutmeg, too.
Yes. There you go.
They sound so good.
Oh, here's more nutmeg.
Oh, yes.
That's the sound of the... They love it in North Korea. That's a lady who just got a fruitcake. Let's open up the audio vault. I'm going to do this here. Hopefully, I'm not going to make any more mistakes. No. Sarah Fraser here. Go ahead.
Are you excited?
With Hey Fraze from the Hey Fraze thing.
Tomorrow there'll be another fruitcake fact, Mike. So make sure you listen.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
A new fruitcake fact every day.
It'll be exciting.
Five big ways to win big.
Wonderful.
We did not get to talking about the PGA Championship. Did you want to opine on it? I know you were all over it, and you were talking about it on Facebook.
Posted on that Brooks Koepka, who is one of the better golfers I've ever seen play the game. An incredible performance, but you don't tap in before the last guy taps in when you're going to win the championship because you want to give the fans the opportunity. I think he was doing it to be too cool for school or stupid. I'm not sure which one it was, but it pissed me off. And everybody's rooting for Tiger anyway because they want to see the greatest comeback story in the history of sports.
Right.
And so it was kind of a meh day. And it's a meh day. It was a meh thing when he won the U.S. Open. This guy is a meh guy. Yes, he's cool. Yes, he's collected. Yes, he doesn't show any emotion. Yeah, bravo. It's a show, you dope. It's a show. You are entertaining people, okay? If you don't entertain people, people aren't going to watch or pay attention. And it's not just because you're winning your big dumbass tournament. It's because you have a little flash and a little flair. Have you looked? Hey, Brooks, let me make a point here.
Wow.
Hey, Brooks, have you looked around at the year we're having? Have you looked what people are going through right now? The national anxiety level off the charts. We want a little diversion. That's why when Tiger takes his fist and pumps it up in the air and goes, yeah, and people go, yeah, they're living vicariously through him. When you're sitting there like a mound of granite, Mr. Big Biceps, nobody gives a shit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That's the way that works, Brooks. So I'm happy you're a great golfer, which you are. Nobody can deny that. And a couple of people said that. Hey, it was a great performance. But yeah, I know it was. I love every winner that's ever been a winner. But the fact is, you don't get the sizzle unless you bring a little love and emotion and life and being a human being. And nobody wants to watch a robot win any kind of sports competition. Nobody wants to watch that.
To your point, listen to the announcers reacting to when he taps in because it was really an anticlimactic end to the tournament.
Just want to make it clear what we're talking about here. At the end of the tournament, he nestles it up to about an inch, and he's got to tap in to win the tournament by two strokes. He's going to win it without any question. There's no doubt he's going to win it. So what you do is you mark the ball, and then you let the other guy finish, and then you tap it in, and you're officially the champion, and
right.
It gives a chance, the crowd a chance to cheer. Brooks decides he's just going to tap it in because it's like, I don't care. I don't need all that fanfare. Don't need any of that. So anyway.
This is the anticlimactic end to the PGA tournament.
Don't finish it out yet.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Taps it in.
Well, Koepka.
One-eighth of the crowd cheers.
That's a why. A little early. Society's been on his feet long enough today.
Now, compare that.
Been on his feet long enough.
That was a great line by Faldo, by the way. I guess he's decided. He's so British. I guess he's decided he's been on his feet. I'm trying to cover this idiot's move and, do that.
Compare the ambivalence of the crowd during that tap-in to when Tiger sunk his last putt on the 18th. Yep. Listen to the crowd on this shot.
This to pull even with Scott for second. Guess what?
What else would you expect?
Yeah.
You see, Brooks, that's why we come to the events. We want something special. We want to take something home.
Yep. So anyway.
Yeah. So I wonder if he gets it. I didn't hear the post tournament press conference, so I don't know if he was asked about it.
That's not a rule. That's really just sort of courtesy that you do it.
Not a rule at all. It's just something you do. It's not for him. It's for the fans. And these events are... there's a reason they call it a spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
People like people to do something where, hey, you're verifying you've won the championship. I get to cheer now. Yeah. I know I cheer now because I've watched it a long time. That's the way I feel about it.
Occasionally a news story breaks that when I watch it, my jaw falls open because I just have so many questions. Did you see about the Seattle runway worker at the airport?
I actually had a former coworker of his correspond with me over the weekend.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. He was talking about this guy. It's very sad. Very sad situation.
Very sad.
Okay, wait. Now, what did this coworker say? Did the coworker say that this kid seemed always off? Because there's so many mixed stories. Like the family came out, made a statement. They said, they were really shocked by his behavior. Then other people have said that he did always seem off. What did the coworker say?
You know, let me see if I've got it. I'm going to see if I can bring it up because this was this past weekend.
Wow.
He was, and the reason I remember it, Sarah, and kind of put it away, he was kind of telling me, what I should be, not to say anything about this guy.
Oh.
But he was saying that it was kind of a surprise that he was a nice person. I remember that.
Wow.
That nobody saw this coming, and it was just kind of... interesting. Just keep doing it, Robin. I'll see if I can.
All right.
Okay.
I have some audio.
No, that's okay. I want to, because I'd like to share.
Here's some audio of him talking to the tower. This guy took a plane based on the knowledge of planes from video games. That's how he took the plane. He was a runway worker, and here he's talking to the tower while he's up there flying acrobatically in the sky.
I got a lot of people that care about me. It's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh man, those guys would rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there too.
All right.
Oh my God.
The guy says, mention his name. You'll hear from all corners what a nice guy he was, and that's all true. But we don't know what's going on in someone's head and heart when they don't speak out. I'm also retired from the military and deal with homeless and disabled vets. And, well, you never know until it's too late. There will be conspiracy theories, conjectures, lies, and jokes, sick effers, as he says. Everyone has opinions and makes assumptions, and you know the saying about those things. Facts about the how will become clearer in the very near future. The Q400 is a machine I spent many years loving, and my Horizon family are a lot of individuals I will love for the rest of my life. If for nothing, please promote suicide prevention. And let everyone know that killing yourself might end things, but not end things at all. I apologize if I've rambled. It's 3 a.m. Sunday morning, and I'm still having trouble sleeping. I'm reading all of the tributes my friends and former coworkers are writing on Facebook and in their blogs. And so he just wanted to vent to me.
Wow.
This was 5:56 in the morning on Sunday morning.
And he said, as you talk about this, please tread lightly. Well, you know what, sir? I am treading lightly. It's a tragedy. I'm sorry for your loss. That's you never know. And he was so collected when he was flying his plane and communicating with air traffic.
It was just a jaw-dropping story. And it was wow. I mean, it was just hard to process that it even happened. So
it's amazing when you do this for a living, you know, that you touch so many different people that somebody will reach out and do that. And I'm sorry sometimes if I don't get back to everybody because, you know, that's it's tough when people are going through stuff. You know, it really is. Yeah.
All right, let us close on something of a lighter note. I know a lot of people have the personal assistant Alexa.
Yes.
And they can use it to keep a shopping list, which is a great idea. You don't have to write anything down. It remembers it for you. Unless, of course, your kids figure out they can add to the shopping list. This was going viral over the weekend. This is the kids adding to the shopping list on Alexa.
You have 62 items on your shopping list. Here are the 5 most recent. Card 0. New. PPPPP on your face. Fart. And stinky toilet. Would you like to hear the next 5 items?
Yes. The kids got Alexa.
What? Poopy toilet. P. R. New. P. And poop poop. Would you like to hear the next 5 items?
Yes.
Poop, 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 and poop. Would you like to hear the next 5 items?
Yes.
By poop and I dab, potty, bar, pee, and poop. Would you like to hear the next 5 items?
Yes.
Barbie, pee, tea, poop, and Nutella. Would you like to hear the next 5 items?
No.
I love the fact that at the end of it, it said that they says poop, poop, pee, and Nutella. I said, okay, we got everything covered. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, great. Everybody.
I've never had a 5-year-old do that.
Goodbye, duties.
I've never had that, you know.
Goodbye, duties.
Yes, Siri Pony sent me that one over the weekend. Yes.
Goodbye, duties.
Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye, duties.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. Thank you. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Sarah Fraser,
you
were so nice to come by. Always
a
pleasure. Go to Hey Phrase Podcast. It's recorded right in Podcast Village at Hey Phrase Podcast. You can see it everywhere. She's on Facebook. She has a popular blog, and she's getting married in 3 or 4 years, and we are so thrilled for that. It's going to be wonderful. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Sarah Fraser, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.